You are listening to the Her Money Matters podcast, episode number 7.
Welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, the podcast to help you take control of your finances. Join your host, motivational money coach, Jen Hemphill, as she shares with you practical, simple money insights and real life stories by women like you. Let's get to it.
Hey, hey, this is Jen. I am so happy to have you here today and tuning in. It's a fabulous day here, even with the extreme humidity outside. It is crazy humid. And I hope you're having an amazing day today as well. Today, I'm bringing another guest and a fellow Fitbitter. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Fitbit, but it helps you track your steps, and it's just a great motivator for exercising. And honestly, I could be obsessed, but more about that later. And coincidentally, my guest has a rarely heard name like mine. She's a Jennifer too. Isn't that awesome? So of course, she has to be super cool. So welcome to the Her Money Matters podcast, Jennifer Dent. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jen. I appreciate the introduction.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you being here. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Jennifer is an integrative nutrition health coach for women who are frustrated, confused, and downright tired of feeling big, bloated, and generally bummed about their overall health. Through her articles and webinars and coaching, she's here to shake up your approach to wellness. And yes, I've seen her do that by teaching you how to live a healthier life while making it all feel like a guilty pleasure. And when she's not motivating her peeps, you can find her indulging in a glass of organic vino paired with a decadent piece of dark chocolate. And the chocolate, that's definitely speaking my language. So thank you for being here again. And let's go ahead and get into it. You ready?
I am ready.
Awesome. So tell me a little bit more about you. I know you've gotten married recently, and tell me also how you got into the nutrition field.
Oh, wow. So I got married in October, which is about 8 months ago. So I guess I'm still a newlywed.
Yes.
But I got into health coaching because I struggled with my weight. Okay. For decades. I mean, literally, I went to college, gained the freshman 15, gained some more sophomore year, gained some more junior year, and pretty much graduated at my highest weight. And then I went to work as a management consultant where I was traveling every week. So I was living basically out of a hotel and eating every meal out. And I, even though I consumed a lot of magazines about fitness, I read a lot of articles, I read books trying to get my weight down back to like high school weight. Nothing was working. Nothing. I mean, the weight just would not move. And this literally went on for decades. I would start a diet program. I would be like real strict about it. And I would get my friends joined in with me, and we would, you know, email each other back and forth. And I was like very disciplined about what I was eating and when I was eating, and I would measure everything. And I could never lose more than like 5 pounds.
Okay.
And I had way more than 5 pounds to lose. So
that's frustrating.
It was extremely frustrating. So it wasn't until I decided to stop dieting. And I stumbled upon the website of a health coach. Had no idea what a health coach was, didn't know what she did, but her story resonated with mine because it sounded very similar to my struggles. And she said, if you've tried everything, then you haven't tried this. And I was like, all right, I'm down. I'm in. So I joined her 6-week coaching program.
Okay.
And it's like the light bulb went off. We learned a lot about just the mind-body connection, and it's not all about the food that you eat. It's how you're eating it and the quality of the food. And, you know, there's just so much more than just calories in, calories out. So that kind of, like, interested me in this whole health coaching field, the holistic aspect of health. And I enrolled in the same school that she attended. I went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And got my health coaching degree 12 months later. And then all of a sudden I was a coach.
Awesome.
So I started my coaching business. But I do have to say, at the end of the day, I finally did drop the weight. And it was, once I got it, it was super easy. And the weight just literally fell off. So
that's fantastic. That is
fantastic. By my wedding, I was in that that nice wedding dress, and I was looking good.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Sure.
Now that we know more about you on the personal side, tell us more about how you grew up around money.
Well, I grew up not really knowing too much about money because everything that I had was kind of – I lived a nice, comfortable childhood. Didn't really want for much, although I do remember having to, like, beg my dad for my allowance in high school.
Okay.
But that was about it. Like, everything I had – everything we had, I didn't really have – I don't remember ever like struggling or anything for it. And everything, I guess my parents wanted to provide a better life for the kids. So, you know, they gave us what we needed. It wasn't until I went to college until I ran into money issues because I had no idea how to manage money. Mm-hmm. And one of the things my mother told me before I left school was like, do not open a credit card. It's like, I was like, okay, I had no idea what that meant. She gave me no context or anything. Just don't open a credit card, right? So the first thing, like the first week of school, of course, the credit card companies were out on campus handing out T-shirts.
Those T-shirts, I'll tell you.
I know. And like coupons for pizza. And so I was like, cool, let me sign up for this. And it was Nations Bank in Hampton, okay. Virginia. That was my first credit card.
You know to the T which bank that's on.
Yes, I do. The bank's not even in existence anymore, but I do remember that first credit card. And I had no idea how much it cost, quote unquote cost, to like be a student as a freshman. And apparently my friends like to shop freshman mm-hmm. year. So we used to go to the mall on the weekends and we used to go out to dinner. And my dad used to send me like $100 a month because, you know, what do I need money for, according to him? I'm on campus. I have all my meals are paid for because I'm supposed to be going to the cafeteria. So I would run through that $100 like within a week.
Okay.
But then I had this credit card, which was like, oh, free cash, free money. So I, you know, started using the credit card. And because my mom told me not to open up a credit card, I didn't tell her that I had a credit card.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. So when that one ran, I maxed out on that balance. I was able to get another one and another one and, you know, so continues the cycle.
Oh, okay. Now, so if I'm hearing right, like as you were growing up, your parents really didn't have a conversation. Basically, the only conversation that you recall that you had around money was your mom saying, don't get that credit card.
Correct.
Okay. So you don't recall any conversations with in between your parents and you overhearing them speak on money or money matters, those type of things, or you don't recall any of that?
And nope. The only thing I knew was that my parents basically, our family lived off of my dad's salary and okay. my mom's salary went to sending us to private school.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And that's all I knew.
Gotcha. And then you went to college, mm-hmm. took the credit card and took other credit cards mm-hmm. and you maxed out the charges, correct?
Yes.
So tell us, then you're going to, you know, obviously you graduated from college. So tell us how you dealt with with that debt.
It was just a really bad habit. And mm-hmm. I didn't really deal with it until I was well into my career. Okay. So I remember coming home, I think I was probably a junior, and I had to come clean because I had all of these credit cards. And then I was at the point where I couldn't make the minimum balance, like $20 for this one, $25 for this one, $10 mm-hmm. for this one. So I had to come clean and I told my mom and I like spread everything out on the table and she, you know, gave me the lecture. And she ended up paying off my debt. And I actually only remember how much it was, probably, you know, maybe $2,000 or something. Not, okay. you know, not terrible,
right,
but
right, right.
As a college student, I was mortified. And she paid it off. And then she's like, okay, remember what I said? Do not open any more credit cards. But I still didn't get it. Like nobody explained to me how credit cards worked. Nobody okay. explained to me, you know, how would it affect my credit history? Nobody explained to me the interest that compiles. So I just didn't get it. All I knew is that credit cards were like free money and I could get what I wanted if I had a credit card.
Okay.
So yes, I ended up getting more credit cards once I finished school.
So I know, because I know you and I, you interviewed me probably over a year ago, I believe. And I know the finances, at least when I met you, was important for you. You were definitely determined. And so tell us about that, because I know you've changed things. And so tell me a little bit more about that.
I had a serious wake-up call in 2010. I was laid off from my corporate job, and at the time I was making very good money, but I hated it. I hated every minute of it. So when I got the call that I was being laid off, I was ecstatic. I was like, yay, I can be an entrepreneur, because I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So I just literally stopped working. I stopped looking for a job. I was like, all right, I'm going to start an event planning company because I love to throw parties. I had no idea about what it took to run a business. I didn't have a business plan. I didn't really change my expenses. So what happened was I ended up going through my severance. I ended up going through my savings, trying to, you know, keep up the lifestyle that I was living when I was working a corporate job. And really not charging enough for my services. And so it was just a big storm that was brewing. Okay. And what eventually happened months later, I was broke. I literally, I had to go talk to the manager, the manager of my apartment building, because I couldn't pay my rent. And I was carrying around this secret because I didn't tell anybody, because everybody thought like, oh, great, she's doing this great job as an event planner. She's got this fabulous website. She's got clients. She's doing really well. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to keep that up. And little did they know that I was six figures in debt.
Okay.
Well, actually, over that time, it's probably about seven figures in debt.
Okay. Wow. Wow. So I know you've changed things. And now, so what are you doing different from that time that you had that wake up call to now? So what did you change? I know it was the wake up call and you said, I've got to do something. So what did you do?
I was at my lowest. So I remember it being in my living room crying on the floor, just like, God, have mercy on me. I opened up the Bible, just started praying and just, you know, asked God to please just help me, like show me a sign. So I ended up a couple days later, I was at Barnes & Noble because I didn't have any money to go to the mall. I didn't have any money to go out to dinner. So I would go to the bookstore and sit down and read books and then put them back on the shelf and leave. That was like my entertainment.
Okay.
So I was in the bookstore and I saw this book on the table by Dave Ramsey, Total Money Makeover. Never heard of the dude, never you know, saw his face, never heard his name. But I liked the title of the book and I was like, I need a total money makeover. So I sat there and I read practically the entire book, saw that he had a website, went home, got on the website, and I saw that he had these classes called Financial Peace University. I signed up for the very first class I could get to. I had to borrow the $100 to actually get the course materials.
Okay.
And at that point, I was so looking for a miracle that I did everything that I needed to do. Like I went to class. I did all of my assignments. I had an accountability partner. Like I was in it 120%.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, I was a very good student, Jen.
That is awesome. So you followed the Dave Ramsey method.
Yes, I followed the Dave Ramsey method. Yeah, and I started living within my means. I started, even though I was in the red, I still started managing the money that I did have coming in appropriately. I started tithing 10%. And all of a sudden, the doors started opening. And I had an old college friend call me out of the blue. Hadn't talked to her in years. And we both had the same profession.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, we need contract help. She worked for Bank of America. She's like, are you available to do contract work? I was like, sure. I didn't even know what contract work was, but I was like, all right, I can work from home. I'll do it.
Right.
So yeah, that's kind of how I started to dig myself out of the hole. And then more opportunities started coming my way and I was able to my salary literally tripled within a year.
That is awesome. And I have to commend you because I know when I speak to potential clients and they tell me when Dave Ramsey or any other financial guru comes up that has a book, And they'll tell me, yeah, I've got this book. So, and the question, of course, I'm going to ask, well, have you read it? And most of the times they haven't read it. Or if they read it some, have you put the principles into action? Mm-hmm. And normally it's not either no, or it's not very consistent. So you definitely were determined. You took the action. And like you said, you're a very good student. And that is amazing. So I give you kudos, because you don't know how many people I talk to that have the information right there.
Yeah.
But they don't take take the action.
It works. Yeah.
That is awesome. So that is definitely a great testimonial for Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me a little bit. Do you use, as far as how you manage your money, do you use a spreadsheet or software? Or how do you maybe?
I feel like I've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that's out there. I always seem to come back to a spreadsheet.
I do too.
Yeah, I always been coming back to an Excel spreadsheet, but most recently I'm using Dave Ramsey has an app.
Okay.
The free app that I like it. It's called Every Dollar, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of it. I haven't checked it out.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to use. It's not like super robust, but it's got the basics
and what you need.
Yeah, and what you need. So I've been tracking my money that way.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. And how about, do you use cash, credit, check, maybe a combination of both?
So it's changed.
Okay.
And evolved. So I was, as I was going through Financial Peace University, I was like diehard cash user. And that's how I stayed extremely disciplined, because once the cash was gone from that envelope, it was gone. And, you know, I had to wait until the next budget period to replenish it. So I do not carry as much cash as I used to. So now, because of this app that I'm using, Every Dollar,
okay,
as soon as I use my debit card, I get an alert on my phone as a text message. So for the amount and what store it was. So then I just take that amount and I plug it into Every Dollar, and then that's how I kind of keep track.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a virtual envelope.
Right, right, right. Okay, neat, neat. So would debit, because is that your favorite way of paying then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm between cash and debit. So I will keep some cash in my wallet, just because, you know, you need some cash. But for most purchases, I do use my debit card.
Okay, perfect. So you are a continuing student of Dave Ramsey, because you're following.
I am.
That is awesome. Because I notice even on his website, the only form of payment he takes is debit, no credit
mm-hmm.
card.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely he applies what he teaches. So, and what would you say is your proudest money moment?
Oh, it's so funny. I was just talking about this recently. So my proudest money moment has to do with my car.
Oh, okay.
I was able to get a car. I guess it was like 2011, 2010, when I was like broke. And I was always a leaser of a car. So I always had a leased car. And my lease was coming up. And I had no money to put down to get any other vehicle. And I met this guy who used to teach entrepreneurs about business credit and blah, 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 blah. So I kind of told him, I did some events for him.
Okay.
So he befriended me. And I told him, I was like, yeah, I got to go figure out how to get this, turn my car in. And he was like, well, what do you know? And I was like, I don't know anything about, you know, this. Besides, I've always just leased my car, put down the down payment, drive off the lot.
Okay.
So he ended up going with me to help me get a new car that was in my business name instead of my personal name. Because at that time, my credit was like trash, because
okay,
I was, you know, behind on payments and I was trying to dig myself out of this hole. So anyway, I ended up leasing this new car in my business name, got the car basically with no money down, with a really, really low payment. So that was like a true blessing at the time.
Right.
My proudest moment was, I paid off the car in cash because, you know, one of the principles that I learned is that, you know, leasing and paying on a depreciating vehicle is not always the best thing to do financially. So I was pretty adamant about wanting to, you know, buy my car.
That is awesome.
I really love my car. So I saved $13,000. That was like the most I'd ever saved. And at the same time, I was still doing my debt snowball. Went to the bank, got my money order or my cashier's check. And I just felt like there should be like a band playing or somebody, you know, clapping for me, you know, making a big announcement. So
they didn't do that. They just sent you a letter saying you paid it off.
Nothing happened at all. But I did tell the teller. I was like, I'm buying my car. And she's like, oh, good. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's funny. It's just a letter, not like congratulations. It's just, it's paid off. There you go. Okay.
That my car is free. I own my car free and clear.
That is awesome. That's congrats. Now, what would you say is your worst purchase or the worst money that you've spent?
Oh, gosh. This is, I don't even know if it's not technically a purchase of an item. Mm-hmm. I took out a loan to make an investment in another business.
Okay.
Because I thought I was being like savvy. And so that was the bulk of my debt. It was a $40,000 loan.
Okay.
Personal loan, unsecured, that I took out to invest in this business, what I thought was like, you know, the next best thing. And it was actually like a Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
And the people that ran the business ended up being convicted federally and they went to jail.
Oh, goodness.
But I didn't get any money back. Oh. They went to jail. So I'm actually – this is the last loan I have to pay off my debt snowball. And I'm on track to pay it off by the end of this year.
Oh, amazing. That's awesome.
So we'll have a big party when that happens. But yeah, that was absolutely my worst business decision ever.
Oh, ouch. That does hurt. That hurts. Yeah. But sometimes you just live and learn. We all make mistakes for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then would you say – I was going to ask about your favorite money-related app. Is it the Dave Ramsey, the budget one, or do you have another one that you really like?
So far, it's Every Dollar. Before it was Mint, but okay. – Mint, I stopped using it as much because I got tired of reconciling all of my transactions because they wouldn't come through properly and categorize themselves. So yeah, Every Dollar. I've been using it for probably about 3 months.
Okay. Well, good to know.
So I like it.
I've heard of it, but I hadn't heard anybody that was using it yet.
And so. I had the free version. So I had the paid version. I don't think the paid version was worth it. So I got my money back and then, yeah, I have the free version, which
well,
is
good to know. Mm-hmm. That is a good tip to know. And so would you say Dave Ramsey is your most favorite money guru?
Yeah.
The celebrity one?
Awesome. Yeah, he's my money guru. My celebrity money guru, for sure.
Oh, he's a great man. Not that I met him personally, but just all that I know about him.
Yeah.
Now I have one last thing. Of course, mm-hmm. you know this podcast is all about Her Money Matters, so just making money relatable to women. So let's finish this phrase. Her money matters because.
Her money matters because she needs to be in control of her destiny.
Wonderful. I like that. That's beautiful. So Jennifer, thanks again for joining us. Oh, and one more thing. Let us know how we can find you.
Oh, yes. You can find me at jenniferdent.com, JenniferDent.com.
Perfect, perfect. And I'll be sure to have that link in the show notes so that way you can check her out. She's got some great blog posts. I enjoy her emails that I get from her. So definitely check her out for sure. And thanks again, Jennifer, for joining and sharing all this because I definitely got some great takeaways from us chatting today. So
thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks again. And we'll chat again soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ben.
Bye. Well, that was cool talking with Jennifer today. And she's just an inspiration because you get books or you get take a class or you do something to better yourself and sometimes you don't follow through with it. And she took of course, she was in a position that she had enough and she needed to do something. And I believe she was in the Barnes and Nobles. She took that book and read it and applied what she learned from the Total Money Makeover. So, and it worked. She's in such a great financial shape now. So that is just awesome. Now, we did get a review on iTunes. So I wanted to read it to you. And it's from a male today, not a female. So this is really cool. So it reads, Jen really knows her stuff when it comes to money matters. And it's a 5-star review. It's by Ben. So thank you, Ben. And he says, I love the podcast that Jen has put together, and I'm very excited for the ladies to get their hands on it. Jen's approach to confidence and finances will change the way you think about money and set you up for the financial freedom you've always wanted. Love the new show, Jen. Thank you so much, Ben, for that. I really appreciate that review. And it was from a male. So yay, that's awesome. So I want to just tell you, you'll hear me, I can't say every episode, but you'll hear me from time to time just asking for your reviews and for you to subscribe on iTunes, because the fact is it matters on iTunes, and that's how I can get more visibility for the show. So therefore we can help more women, because that is my mission, to help and touch the lives of many women as I possibly can. And I can't do it by myself. Obviously I need your help. So if you can subscribe, give me a completely honest review, that would be so helpful and mean a lot. So I just wanted to throw that out there. And I'm also wanted to talk to you a little bit more about Jennifer, because she took action from that book, the Dave Ramsey book called The Total Money Makeover. I read this book about, I want to say maybe 3 years ago, read it from cover to cover. I didn't buy the workbook. It does come with a workbook, but I didn't buy that. All I bought was just the book. And it was a very good read. So I really, really recommend it to you. So definitely go ahead and read it. And if you don't want to buy it, just go check out the local library and check and see if they have it so you can check it out. So definitely that I recommend that you take a look at that book for sure. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. But before I wrap it up, I did promise you the Fitbit story, even though it has nothing to do with finances. It's just a fun story. You know, I'm sure I can't be the only one, but you're looking for your phone and it's in your, you're talking on it, right? It's that type of story where I love Fitbit. It's definitely a great motivator. And I've gotten really, really competitive in the challenges, and so much that there was one time that I was in the car, mind you, that's the key word, in the car, I get a notification that someone passed me, right? What do? I press the accelerator on the car. Crazy, right? But of course, that's not going to get me more steps. I have to literally step. So I just thought I'd share that story. I thought you'd get a kick out of it, because I get goofy sometimes, and I have to share that with you, because I promised you I would be transparent, all goofiness and all. And so finally, just again, I wanted to thank Jennifer for joining us today and just sharing her story. You can check out the show notes and where to find her at jenhemphill.com/007. That is jenhemphill.com/007, as in episode 7. Thanks for joining on me today, and I will see you again next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast all about making your money management simple and practical. For being a VIP listener, I have a special free gift for you. It arises from a question I get most often, which comes down to feeling lost and having no idea where to start. That's why I created this Jumpstart Your Money mini guide to help busy women like you finally start with a clean slate and take the action you need with your budget without the overwhelm. You can find it at the end of each episode at jenhemphill.com/podcast.